fix you. Hope 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The federal government has warned non-citizens who gatecrash protests over the weekend could be deported. Zach De Silva reports from Canberra.
Pro-Palestinian protests have been held in Sydney and Melbourne, with the war in the Middle East threatening to escalate further. The demonstrations were gatecrashed by a handful of people who waved the flag of terror group Hezbollah. Assistant Immigration Minister Matt Thistlethwaite has told Sky News non-citizens who took part may face serious consequences.
If you do the wrong thing, then your visa will be cancelled.
But opposition leader Peter Dutton says the response to the protests has been too slow.
I find it completely unacceptable that the government wouldn't be arresting people already.
Police say displaying the Hezbollah flag isn't illegal on its own and warn they can only arrest people who planned to incite hate.
More than 100 people have been killed as Israel launches fresh strikes on Beirut. The BBC's Hugo Bachega reports from the Lebanese capital.
Overnight, an apartment building was hit in Beirut's Koula area, a mainly Sunni Muslim part of the city. This appears to be the first Israeli airstrike in Beirut outside Hezbollah's base in the southern suburbs. The militant group Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine said three of its leaders were killed. The health ministry said more than 100 people were killed in airstrikes yesterday, as the Israeli military said it had struck Hezbollah positions in the south and in the eastern Bekaa Valley.
The federal opposition claims Labor is still a big spending government, regardless of the latest budget numbers. Australia's finances are in surplus to the tune of $15.8 billion for 2023-24. A reduction in government spending drove the result, making up for a loss in tax revenue. But Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says it's nothing to crow about.
It's another con job from this Treasurer. Spending is sharply up. Taxation is at record levels, as is spending. This is a government that says one thing and does another.
Labor productivity has fallen 0.8% in the last quarter. The Productivity Commission's latest report shows levels have remained around the 2015 to 2019 average. The body says increasing working rates is the clearest path to lifting real wages and higher living standards. Qantas says two-hour strikes staged by engineers during the morning peak had no effect on flights. Workers walked off the job at major airports, pushing for a 35% pay rise over 4 years, including a 15% upfront payment. Australian Workers Union National Secretary Paul Farrow says they're hoping it sends a strong message to the airline.
It is not through pure luck that Qantas holds the safety record that it does, or has the excellent reputation that it has. It's from the people standing behind us, the people that you don't see when you get on the flights.
More than 500 people have been fined for speeding during a major school holiday police blitz across New South Wales. Officers from Traffic and Highway Patrol targeted the Princes Highway and Pacific Highway between the Queensland and Victorian border. In one instance, a driver exiting the Rozelle Interchange on the Anzac Bridge was caught travelling at 128 kilometres an hour in a 60 zone. And millions of homes remain without power in the US as a result of Hurricane Helene, which has left at least 95 people dead across six states.
Hope Sport.
The Storm will head to the NRL judiciary tonight in a Hail Mary bid to free Nelson Asafa-Solomono to play in the grand final. He'll need an unprecedented double downgrade of his grade 3 careless high tackle charge. Australia has secured a 3-2 series victory over England in one-day cricket, winning the final match in Bristol by 49 runs. The home side posted 309, but Australia stayed comfortably ahead of the required total on DLS, with rain shortening their innings. Captain Mitch Marsh says it's been a fantastic tour of the UK.
I thought our senior players stood up when it mattered in games this series, and we also got to blood some young guys who will gain a lot of value.
And Team USA has won Golf's President Cup for the 10th time in a row, beating the Internationals 18.5 to 11.5 in Montreal.
Hope weather.
Mostly clear, winds south to southeasterly at 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, becoming light this evening. Right now it's 18 degrees in the city, 19 in the west. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, heading to tops of 22 degrees. Wednesday, a shower or two and 20. Thursday, partly cloudy, tops of 21. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Sydney's Hope.
1032.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label and Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label and Mint, it's simply mint to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Epperson Park, a three-car crash northbound on the Hume just past Campbelltown Road. In Moorbank and earlier Glassville, that's got heavy delays remaining westbound on the M5 approaching Heathcote Road. Delays all the way back to Fairford Road there. In Warunga, a truck breakdown southbound in the North Connex Tunnel just past the tunnel entrance. You wouldn't operate a chainsaw blindfolded, so why dig without searching before you dig first? If you don't, you're digging blind. Search before you dig online every time. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. Thanks for taking us with you.
G'day, good afternoon. Chris Jolly with you. We all know inflation's making it harder every week to make families make ends meet. And according to an ABS study looking at the prices of different food groups from May through July, the standout increase was fruit and veg, which doubled from June to July. Now, I've come across a concept that could potentially halve your shopping bill. I'll tell you more soon. If you have any shopping hacks yourself, let us know. 0448 40 2020. This is Almost Monday on Hope 1032.
I wonder how long I can get by. Seems so wrong, but I know I'll be alright. Only been down for a minute. Feels so long when I'm in it. Holding on to the ticket. Some things are hard to get. Some nights they I regret. But I'm cleaning up the mess. Cause we're all just broken people and we don't know why. Cause we're all broken people and we don't know why. We've been keeping it together cause we gotta try. So caught up,
building hope for your today and tomorrow.
Hope 1032.
How good God's been, and I know I'm not the only one. No way. Thankful for the things He's done. If you've been living in the blessings that He's given, then if He's been faithful to you, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying, somebody praise God for that. Somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say an amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise Him for all the goodness that He's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God.
Jordan Feliz, Hope 103.2. Inflation, as we know, is making the price of food go up. Some foods being hit harder than others. For instance, fruit and veg, the ones that we're meant to eat more of, has doubled over a couple of months, according to an ABS survey. That's what we call in the concept of collective shopping to lighten our grocery bills. One collective shopper, Rani, said that it's actually helped those involved save money every time. And instead of paying per kilo for fresh produce at supermarkets, we pay for entire boxes, crates or sacks at our local farmer's market. And then we just divvy it all up and split the cost accordingly. How good's that? They said that they don't need to wait for things to go on special at the supermarkets to save money. For them, it's a special every single time. In fact, for the group, a shop that might cost $50 for an individual at one of the major supermarkets can come in at under half that price. It's actually also a growing trend with messaging apps bringing together more groups comprising of mostly friends, family and neighbours where they chat about their fortnightly fresh produce needs. Rani, a retiree in Melbourne, is a member of one such group, which are typically kept small for logistical reasons. That makes sense. Saying that our WhatsApp group connects three families in our street and we have a roster of who goes shopping every fortnight for the group. That's what she told SBS News. We jot down our needs in the chat. The shopper for the fortnight compiles a list and then goes out to the market and shops for everyone. What a great idea. Would it be too difficult for you? Or is it something you might try? Let us know on the text line 0448 40 2020. Michelle Branch and Santana on Hope 103.2. Good afternoon.
Hope 1032.
Okay. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day. In every single way. God who made the universe knows me by my name. So it's a good day. Maybe in my arms walking through the neighborhood. Living in the present, I woulda, shoulda, or could. I remember back when I was low as a rug. Now I'm standing up, look at what my father does. Turning all things new, gray skies blue. Hear the church say, and won't he do it? I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day. In every single way. The God who made the universe knows me by my name. So it's a good day. No, it's great. Everything I prayed for didn't come in late. I got all I need and I didn't have to wait. Ask me if you love me, you didn't hesitate. Turning all things to gray skies blue. Hear the church saying, won't he do it? I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that.
Frank, Hope 103.2, taking a look at grocery prices and ways we can save a buck or two. Tracy from Lewisham said they use coupons where they can buy as much as possible in bulk as well. Now, Tracy, I'm with you there. When it comes to buying in bulk, while we were living in Tamworth, Vanessa and I meant to buy a cheap freezer from Marketplace or somewhere online to buy up certain foods in bulk as well. We never got around to it, though. What about you? Do you also buy in bulk? Is it something you'd consider doing, or would you consider joining or starting one of these collective shopping groups?
Hope 1032, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope. You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor, Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
You know, there are children who actually enjoy going to the doctor.
I do.
Me too.
I like my doctor.
Norwest General Practice is a family practice.
I was sick.
The doctors are great with children. They treat them well in every way.
My doctor made me better.
Norwest General Practice has a paediatrician, childhood nurse and many health services on site.
My doctor's fun.
Station sponsor Norwest General Practice. Visit norwestgp.com.au.
In our time, a two car crash has a southbound lane closed on the Pacific Highway at Campbell Street. In Morongo, look out for a truck breakdown. That's southbound in the North Connex Tunnel, just past the tunnel entrance there. Very heavy in both directions on the M7 through Moorbank. That's after an earlier glass spill and a crash. And a reminder, a large section of the T3 Bankstown rail line has closed as of today between Bankstown and Sydenham. Replacement fare-free pink buses will run every 2 to 4 minutes during peak times. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Sure.
churches and individual Christians are rightly concerned about evangelism, the sharing of the good news of Jesus with those who may not yet have heard it or accepted it. If we reckon Christianity is as good as it says it is, then it's natural to want to share it around. However, the key to effective faith sharing is healthy church life and healthy personal life. If I think church is a waste of time, if Jesus is only on the margins of my life, then there's little incentive for me to share. Rushing into numerous evangelistic programs and events will not produce the fruit we seek. Some would say that the first priority of a church pastor or minister is to evangelize. It is not. The first task is to so equip and enthuse the people of God that they can fruitfully share their faith, give them something to share before asking them to share. A healthy church produces healthy witnesses. Or as one writer put it, God doesn't put healthy babies in sick incubators. I'm David Ray.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
When we only cared about the fog, there was no way to know that we would get here now. Too early to stay worried about us all, before we knew what we were both about. And now we're stuck in holding, everything is frozen, we're faking safe and sound. Man, I can't keep picking up each time you call, if everything I say just is a sound. You're all that I want, you're all that I need. Keep on burning. No, I can't leave you. The world will keep on turning. But I'm thinking lately, what's so concerning? Soon as I leave you, I just keep on hurting. And once we're off the tracks, it falls apart too fast. And we didn't skip too long, never really last. And once I get to thinking, it all keeps coming back, yeah. You're all that I want, you're all that I need. And if it hurts me, I don't want it. You're all that I want, you're all that I need. And if it hurts me, I don't want it.
Oh God, baby, let's not lie, you know you don't. Just try to be honest, 'cause
you're all that I want.
Soldier.
Citizen Way, Hope 103.2, Chris with you. It's 5.30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Chris. The state government says it's reached an interim deal with nurses and midwives who have been fighting for more pay. The union has accepted a recommendation made by the Industrial Relations Commission. It'll see staff given a 3% pay rise for now in exchange for not holding any more strike action affecting patients. Police say an investigation is underway after a pro-Palestinian rally in Sydney was gatecrashed by supporters of Hezbollah. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in the CBD yesterday. A handful were seen waving the terror group's flag. The opposition is playing down the latest budget surplus, arguing households are still doing it tough. Official figures show the nation's finances are back in the black to the tune of almost $16 billion. The Albanese government says the result shows it has the right economic policies in place. Transport officials say replacement buses are continuing to run smoothly on day one of the closure of a major Sydney train line. The T3 has been shut for at least 12 months between Sydenham and Bankstown while the line's upgraded to Metro. More than 500 speeding tickets have been issued during a police operation launched on the first day of the school holidays. In one instance, a driver exiting the Roselle interchange on the Anzac Bridge was caught travelling at 128 kilometres an hour in a 60 zone. Hot and dry conditions are expected to make this bushfire period a challenging one for firefighters. Tomorrow marks the official start of the season and households are being reminded to have a bushfire survival plan in place. In sport, and the Brisbane Broncos are expected to announce Michael Maguire as their new coach after he was granted an early release from his role as the Blues Origin coach. Chris, I'll have more news at 6.
Thanks, Sarah. Looking at tomorrow's weather, mostly sunny, 19. And now, look, over the weekend, I started listening to the Real Hope Daily Devotionals and simply loved it. You too might find it a great encouragement each day, and that for those in your world who are doing it tough as well, it might be a timely window into a world illuminated by the real hope that is found in Jesus. You can check out hopepodcasts.com.au, the Hope 103.2 app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Laura. Join me on Undistracted this week, talking about what happens when we die. How do our beliefs about eternity affect the way we live? Former Buddhist, now Christian pastor Steve Kang shares the impact of his own near-death experience.
It changed me forever. It ruined me. My aspirations for worldly success went down the drain. Like, I was on my way to become an attorney. A lot of my friends are, and none of it mattered anymore. And for me, it destroyed the fear of death, darkness, demons, punishment, condemnation, the fear of other people. The Word of God says His perfect love casts out all fear.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Hope 1032's care line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 1032 care line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 1032 care line volunteers. 722 75533 or at hope1032.com.au.
I'm Sherry from Living Hope Funerals. Losing someone you love can be overwhelming, I know. That's why we're here, to serve your family with genuine Christian care. We look after every detail, listen and be supportive to bring you a real sense of hope, comfort and God's love, making a very hard time that tiny bit easier.
Celebrate a life well lived with station sponsor Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
Hope Drive.
To station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with the most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 1032.
I could offer you a warm embrace.
when the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my
you ripped me, you ripped me. Love came crashing in. That's how I know.
Toby Mac, Hope 103.2, good afternoon. These school holidays, get your kids to the Olympic-themed Kids Holiday Club for kids in kindy to year six at the Riverwood Punch Bowl Anglican Church. Now, there is a small cost, but they get morning tea, games, music, craft, drama presentations. Yes, I remember I loved putting on shows as a kid. This would have been right up my alley. Maybe your kids too. They'll also be running a Learning How to Run the Race with Jesus. It runs Wednesday through to Friday. More info, get on over to the community notice board, hope1032.com.au.
Hope1032.
Well, Julie's had her scan and the baby's doing fine.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, she's being looked after really well at, what's the name of the place?
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown is a specialist diagnostic ultrasound centre for pregnancy and gynaecology. Their team includes an on-site obstetrician gynaecologist and female sonographers.
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown?
Yeah, that's the one.
Station sponsor, Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown. Just Google Specialist Ultrasound for Women.
In Ebbets Park, a three-car crash northbound on the Hume just past Campbelltown Road. Moorbank and earlier Glassville has heavy delays remaining westbound on the M5 approaching Heathcote Road. Delays all the way back to Fairford Road there. Seven Hills, look out for a four-car crash on the Prospects Highway at Johnson Avenue. In Padstow, there's a breakdown northbound on Alphas Point Bridge. In Maroonga, a truck breakdown southbound in the North Connex Tunnel just past the tunnel entrance. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
I am sure all of heaven's heard me cry as I tell you all the reasons why this life is just too hard. But day by day, without fail, I'm finding everything I need. And everything that you are to me. We'll be right back.
1032.
This is the rhythm of my life.
right. Oh yeah.
Hope
103.2.
Hope 103.2.
pushing all the men. The borders undivine. You've got a presence that spans the great divide. Pierces through the safety shield to the quiet cave inside. I need a break.
Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The state government says it's reached an interim deal with nurses and midwives who have been fighting for more pay. The union has accepted a recommendation made by the Industrial Relations Commission. It'll see staff given a 3% pay rise for now in exchange for not holding any more strike action affecting patients. Thousands of nurses and midwives walked off the job last week for 24 hours, causing disruptions to hospitals across the state. The Albanese government is being urged to use the budget surplus to help struggling households. Michael Packey reports.
The final budget outcome shows a $15.8 billion surplus for the last financial year. The back-to-back improvement has been driven by lower government spending, making up for a reduction in tax revenue. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie argues the government should be using the surplus to help families with cost-of-living relief.
So we can put bread and milk on the table for our kids.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers maintains the government has been delivering support and keeping the nation's finances in check.
Not instead of providing cost of living relief, but in addition to providing cost of living relief.
Dr. Chalmers admits the economic challenge will get tougher, with the budget likely to be in deficit next financial year.
A new report shows economic productivity is going backwards despite Australians working longer each week. The Productivity Commission says the key measure rose slightly last financial year, but fell by 0.8% in the 3 months to June. Experts say increasing productivity could lead to higher wages and better living standards. Productivity Commission Deputy Chairman Alex Robson says right now we're making little progress.
At the beginning of COVID, measured productivity rose, it then fell dramatically, and now we're basically trundling along at the same level that we were between 2015 and 2019. So it's a decade-long deadlock in productivity in Australia.
The coalition is calling for a faster response to the display of Hezbollah flags and photos of the terror group's dead leader at protests across the country.